Hallelujah. God is about to release great things into your life through the undiluted word you're about to listen to. Pay attention, as this sermon will grant you deeper understanding of God's word. And now, here is the undiluted word.
Another wages that God pays is what I call payoffs. Payoffs. This is a large amount paid to someone by his employer when the person is forced to leave his job. So, when you are forced to leave your job, your employer is entitled to give you what is called payoff. Praise God. And depending on the company where you work, payoff is supposed to be a compilation of your salary every month. They compile it, multiply it, add it to the number of years you have worked, and then they give to you. There are certain companies, certain organizations that if somebody works for 10 years, the person wants to voluntarily resign because he knows that at the end of 10 years, what will be given to him or her as a payoff will be enough to keep him good in life. So after 10 years, he wants to leave. Praise God. There are places you work and you don't want to work for 30 years. 15 years is enough. When you calculate your payoff, somebody is earning 1 million, for instance, in a month, and then he has worked for 30 years, and they have to sum up your monthly salaries plus them, multiply by the years you have worked, and give it to you all at once. Praise God. And God pays off. God does not pay you off when you die. He pays you off when, for any reason, you have left something substantial for him. For instance, those who are in full-time ministry, God said, come and do this work for me. You are a doctor, and God said, don't practice medicine. And then you see a full-blown medical doctor carrying the mic and preaching. There is a payoff God will give to that person. Praise the Lord. And that's why nobody should envy the blessing of the called. Because when you envy the blessing, you call for a quarrel with God. Because God pays off. There's a lady called Catherine Kuma. She served the Lord at the cost of her marriage. She forgot marriage. She had a husband. But the husband would not just allow her to serve. The husband would not just let her become everything God will want her to be. She walked out on the marriage for God. Praise God. Catherine Kuma walked out on the marriage and said, rather than stay in this marriage and I don't do the things God wants me to do, to hell with the marriage, and remained unmarried. And there is no person on earth yet in our time that has carried the dispensation of the Holy Spirit like that woman. Praise God. Those who served under her said, if you see her coming, it's like you seeing the Holy Spirit. That's compensation. That is pay off. And some people might be wondering, but didn't she do wrong for leaving a marriage? Now, the truth is that if the devil knows the destiny you want to fulfill and he cannot stop the destiny, the devil wants to give you a partner. If he succeeds in giving you a partner, the reason he's giving you a partner is so that he can pervert that your destiny. Praise God. So it wasn't God that gave her the marriage. The devil tried to introduce a man so that that man can stop the fulfillment of her destiny. And she got to know it and understood that her fulfilling destiny was greater than being called a missus. And she rather fulfilled destiny than to be called a missus. She didn't have a child of her own. But she served the Lord. What a payoff. If you read Luke chapter 2, the Bible says there was a particular woman who, after her husband died at a young age, her name is Anna. She decided she wasn't going to marry. And she spent all her years in the church praying. And she was one of the first that saw the arrival of Jesus Christ, because she has been praying for it. That's a payoff. Praise the Lord. So, when God put together things, because of what you have left for him, for instance, God called me out. I've not done a secular job before. And then I'm pastoring full time. Not that I don't have the qualification to do a secular job, but God said, this is what I want you to do. So if tomorrow he decides to build a skyscraper for me and suspend the foundation in the sky, Someone sit down there and say, all these pastors, they have finished people's money. You don't know what you are talking about, because God paid people off. Praise God. He combines everything the best company in the world would have given to you. He gives it to you. Amen. So whatever you leave for God, when God forces you out of what you would have loved to do, and God said, no, this is what I want you to be doing for me, He has a payoff for you, so you can ask for it. Another form of wages that God gives is remuneration. This is the act of paying for goods and services and to recompense for losses. So be rest assured that whatever goods and services you have provided for Jesus and whatever losses you have made will be paid for. Goods and services. In every house, there is good and there is services. So the things that you do for God, when people come and they are cleaning the house of God, washing the toilets, keeping the place tidy, that is services you are rendering. When somebody decides to buy a fan, decides to buy a chair in the church, that is goods. And God pays for goods and services for doing so. He pays you for it. He gives you something. He says, you have done this thing for me, so I'm going to do this. Another form of wages that you can receive by working for God is emolument. This is an alternative form of payment that a person receives for doing a work. So you'll be paid in kind, you'll be paid in gifts, you'll be paid in privileges as you serve God in God's house. Emolument is an alternative form of payment. They can decide to say, okay, we are building a house for all the civil servants, and they build that house and give to you emolument. So it's an alternative form of payment given to somebody for a work. So God can pay you not only in cash, He can pay you in privileges. He can pay you in kind. Yeah. Somebody may be through and through, you don't fall sick from one year to the other. You are just very strong. That's God paying you. Another form of wages that you derive from serving the Lord is reimbursement. Reimbursement. This is a kind of wages paid for damages and losses. Expect reimbursement to be paid to you for all the things you have done in the service of the King. Reimbursement. God pays you. You know, sometimes when you spend out of your pocket, what is given back to you is reimbursement to fix you back for the things that you have spent. Maybe your company sent you to do something and you were given XYZ amount, 50 naira, 100 naira, and you ended up spending 120 naira instead of 100 naira. When you come, you write for reimbursement, and then you are given reimbursement. So God reimburses. God gives you back the extra. That means that sometimes in the service of God, we will need to do the extra. Jesus told His disciple, if somebody gives you a slap by your left hand side, do what? Turn the right hand side. That's an extra. Let the person complete the slap. If somebody wants to take you a meter, be willing to go with the person a mile. So sometimes we need to do the extra. And that extra that we do in the name of the Lord commands or attracts reimbursement. Praise the Lord. Think of all the money you have spent visiting people. Think of all the money you have spent following up, coming to church, working for God. You will surely be reimbursed by the Lord. Think of all the offerings you give. Think of all your transportation. God says, I reimburse you. I'm going to pay you back. So in the long run, you discover that there is no losses in serving God. Hello? There's actually no losses in serving God. Amen. Because somehow, He pays for everything that is done. There is simply no work done in the kingdom that goes unnoticed. He takes note of every work done in the kingdom, even the ones that are done in secret, in private. God takes note of them and begin to pay you for them. Another form of wages we receive in serving the Lord is called allowances. These are the sum of money given for personal or general expenses when a real salary is not available. So you can expect wonderful allowances to be paid to you as you serve God. Allowances are money given for personal or general expenses when the real salary is not yet available. And some people like allowances. Praise God. You know, allowances sometimes make salary very fat. You know, allowances, transport allowance, dressing allowance, sleeping allowance. There are some companies that pay mosquito allowance. How many of you like that kind of allowance? Mosquito allowance. Even when you are sleeping under mosquito net, they are still paying you mosquito allowance. Cold allowance, shivering allowance. Praise God. Every kind of allowance. Ask the politicians. They understand what allowance is. A normal politician, average politician in Nigeria will tell you, my salary is 1 million. The president will say, my salary is 1 million a month. But allowances makes it up to 50 million at the end of the month. Who would not like allowances? So you can keep my salary and just pay me allowances. How many of you like allowances? Praise God. I like allowances. Allowances. Wardrobe allowance. You remember wardrobe allowance for the senators and House of Representative members? Wardrobe allowance is for one person in 1 month. It's more than 10 persons' salaries working in the civil service for 15 years. Just wardrobe allowance. Newspaper allowance. Newspaper allowance. Sleeping allowance. And then sitting allowance. As you come to the chamber and sit down, they pay you for sitting down. Should you be standing? So for sitting down, let's give him allowance. Talking allowance. Maybe quarreling allowance. Amen. Now, these are the things that put together makes a man big overnight. And I have good news for you. God pays allowances. He knows that you are going to wear clothes to church, so he's going to give you clothing allowance. Praise God. Shoes allowance. He's going to give it to you. So God pays like that. Hallelujah. Another form of payment is fees. A fee is a fixed charge for professional services rendered. For teaching the word of God, for instance, you expect fees from heaven. Just like you pay fees for your children to be taught in school. So likewise, heaven pays you fees as you serve in raising God's people. Praise God. So you are doing something as a leader in the church. God pays you fees. Because we are God's children. And so if God has appointed me to be a teacher, he needs to pay me school fees on your behalf. That's a good pay. There's another one that is called advances. Or advance. You want to do a job for somebody, you tell the person, oh God, give me advance. This is the amount paid to someone ahead of time. And this is something given you. Even before you walk, you can expect God to load you with benefits even before you start serving him. I think I also like advance payment. Because some people, when they take advance payment, it's enough for them to start their own building before they actually start the contract they are doing. Praise God. They say, give me mobilization. That mobilization is enough to give you a small, beautiful car. And then you start your own foundation. The main pay hasn't come. So advance is the money that is given to you before the work actually begins. And God gives people advance. Advance life. He gives you life ahead. He blesses you ahead. For 20 years that will come, he gives you certain things now. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, the last form of pay I'll talk about is pensions. Yeah. This one is very common. Pensions. Expect pension from God as you serve him. A pension is a regular amount paid to you for services you rendered in the past. Or because you have retired from active service, you will receive blessings from God even after you have long gone from his work. The Bible says, mark the just man, the upright man, his end shall be peace. The Bible says, even in our old age, we shall continue to produce. He said, I have not seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed beg bread. That's pension. The money that you are paid on a monthly basis after you have retired, after you are no longer working, and God pays pension. Praise the Lord. He gives you pension for the services you have rendered. So that's to say that God doesn't forget our services, you know. He remembers them all and pays for them. The third pay that you will receive is the difference between those who serve God and those who don't serve him. We have talked about three now. Number one, prosperity. Number two, wages. I just explained different forms of wages. And then number three, there will be a difference between those who serve God and those who don't serve him. That's pay for serving God. Malachi chapter 3, verse 17 to 18. Let's read that very quickly. The book of Malachi is famous for warning on tithing and offering. But there is even a more serious warning from the book of Malachi for all. And this is a warning for those who do not serve the Lord. Malachi chapter 3 verse 17 to 18. 17. And they shall be mine, said the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spared his own son that served him. Then verse 18. Then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that served God and him that served him not. Praise God. There is going to be a difference. And I'm praying that this year and henceforth in your life, you that is serving God, there must be a difference between you and the man who is not serving God. There must be a difference. That you don't seek their sickness. You don't beg when others are begging. There's something different about you. They said, how come your story is like this? Everybody that suffered this thing always died. But you suffered it and you didn't die. The difference. That's what God is saying here. He said, and you shall return and discern between the righteous and the wicked. In terms of income, in terms of result, in terms of outcome, in terms of harvest. There'll be a result between him that serveth God and him that doesn't serve him. So Malachi is warning that there is going to be a difference between those who serve God. And when I say those who serve God, I'm not talking about those who come to church. I'm talking about those who serve God diligently, truthfully, sincerely. Praise God. He puts a difference on you. That's why somebody who serves God and knows he serves God can afford to say certain things that sounds arrogant. Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, they said, our God which we serve will deliver us. Sir, see this fire? God will deliver. Because we know that we are serving him. King Darius said to Daniel, the God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver you from the mouth of the lion. And the next day he went there and said, oh Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God been able to deliver you? And Daniel said, my God sent his angel and then shot the mouth of the lion. Now, Daniel was brought out of the lion's den, and those who conspired against him, their family, everybody gathered. The Bible says, even before they landed the floor of the den, the lion has already finished breakfast, lunch, and dinner with them. There's a difference between those who serve God and those who don't serve him. Those who serve him can walk on poison and only feel something like a shock in their legs, and then get back home, you felt something, and then that's all. You just shake it off. But those who doesn't serve him can march on that thing, and that will mark the beginning of the end of their life. So there's a difference between those who serve God and those who don't serve him. So it pays to serve God, because God will put a difference. What kill others will not kill you. Praise God. What bring others down will not bring you down. There's a difference. If you read Daniel chapter 1, the king had appointed some beautiful young men who were very vibrant and alert, and said, these people, I want you, my chamberlain, feed them, take care of them, train them, give them orientation how to walk in the king's cabinet, because I like them to walk with me. Fortunately, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were amongst them, and they were to be served food from the king's table. So what the king is eating, that's what they are going to eat. But these three boys knew that anything the king was going to eat must have been offered to the idol of the king. So they opted not to eat. And they said to the king chamberlain, please try us for 10 days. Give us only vegetable. And after 10 days, come check us. If our bodies have not improved, then we can eat what others are eating. And the man was worried. He said, if the king gets to know this thing and see your body anyhow, the king will sack me. They said, just try us for 10 days first. 10 days they ate only vegetable. And the Bible says, when they checked them, they were 10 times better than those who were eating chicken, those who were drinking yogurt and cow milk and everything. And then the man decided, he said, continue with what you are eating. This thing seems to work for you. And at the end of the training, those three boys were found in 10 times better in all matters of wisdom and interpretation. And the king made them heads. So there's a difference between those who serve God
and those who don't serve him. Can I say this to you as a child of God? If you are a Christian student, you can't afford to be among those who are failing in the class. If you are failing in the class, you need to get back to God and say, no, this is not my position. I need to be amongst the best. No, you need to be amongst the best so that your God will be glorified. There's a difference between those who serve God and those who don't serve him. So when you serve God, God places a difference on you. God will cause a big difference to arise between those who serve him and those who do not serve. Jesus told us about a certain man who had two sons. One of them chose to serve in his father's house, while the other one chose to leave. One decided that it was a good idea to be a servant in his father's house and walked humbly in the fields. Today, we can choose to walk humbly in our father's harvest field, or we can choose to go out on our own. We can choose to follow fantasies and the worldly ideas of men. I choose to be a servant of the Lord and walk in his field. The promise is clear. You will return and see a difference between those who serve the Lord and those who serve him not. Now, from the story of the prodigal son, we can see that in the end, there was a big difference between the one who served in his father's house and the one who decided not to serve in the father's house. Malachi is not only a prophet who warns about tithe, but he also warns about the difference that will arise between those who serve and those who do not serve. Prophet Isaiah also brought that warning that serious difference will arise between those who serve God and those who don't serve him. Let's look at Isaiah 65 verse 12 to 14. So that as you are serving God, Isaiah 65, 12 to 14, therefore will I number you to the sword, and you shall all bow down to the slaughter, because when I called, you did not answer. When I spake, ye did not hear, but did evil before my eyes, and did choose that wherein I delighted not. 13. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, my servant shall eat, but you shall be hungry. Behold, my servant shall drink, but you shall be thirsty. Behold, my servant shall rejoice, but you shall be ashamed. Praise God. Now, which side of the divide will you like? Verse 14. Behold, my servant shall sing for joy of heart, but you shall cry for sorrow of heart, and shall howl for vexation of spirit. Now, that's the difference between those who serve God and those who are not serving him. I choose to serve God. Joshua had said to the nation of Israel, he said, choose ye this day whom you will serve. Whether you will serve the gods of your fathers, whom they serve at the other side of the wilderness, and all of them die. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Praise God. Now, this is very important. The difference between those who serve him and those who don't serve him is another pay for serving the Lord. There will always be a difference. When men shall say there's a casting, we will say there is a lifting up. There are certain things that will happen that won't happen to you. And people are wondering why. The reason is because there is an area of service that you have committed yourself to, and God has sworn. He said, no way will I allow this thing to happen to this one, because he's been serving me. Serving the Lord may not be easy, but it is sweet in the end. Serving the Lord may not pay immediately, but it pays at the end. And whatever pay God gives to you, he also adds life, the honor and the ability to enjoy what he gives to you. There are places you walk today that no matter what they pay you, you don't enjoy the money. For instance, there are some people that work in the rig. They only have 1 week to stay in the family. They spend 1 month, sometimes 2 months, and they have all the money they need. But will you be enjoying it with shark on the sea, with dolphins, with those aquatic animals? No time to spend at home. You just come. Before you know it, 2 days, 3 days, they say report back to the field, and you are there making money. Some people work in the bank. By 7 a.m., they have left home, or earlier than 7 a.m., return by 8 or 9. And it is a cycle for 20 years, 30 years. Praise God. You don't even have time to wash your clothes. You have a big television at home. You can't remember the last time you sat for 1 hour to watch that television, because you don't even have time. But God gives you pay and gives you the capacity to enjoy that pay. Won't you rather serve that God? I think it is wisdom to do it.
Beloved, thank you for taking time to listen to God's word. We trust you've been blessed. This message was brought to you by Pentecostal Deliverance Church, located at 65 Stadium Road, opposite Mummy B Junction, Rumomasi, Port Harcourt. You can get our Sincere Milk Devotional and Believer's Training Class Manual and other inspiring and life-transforming audio messages from our church book stand located in the church premises or through our website www.pdconline247.com. Furthermore, our church activity schedule is as follows: Monday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. counseling; Wednesday, 6 p.m. School of Wisdom; Friday, 6 p.m. prayer meeting; Sunday, 8 a.m. lifting service. If you would like to reach us via call, our helplines are 080-3389-0315 and 080-6935-5639. God bless you.